This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, prompt as always, here is the coach, Dan Lanning. Can you read us?
How are you doing, guys?
Hey. Good, how are you doing? How's your week?
Doing great.
12:30 kick Saturday, so the coverage against Oklahoma State will start here on The Fan at 8:30. Just want to let people know that. You following the news that it sounds like that they're getting closer to going to a single 10-day transfer window, which would begin January 2nd. I don't know if you saw that, but if you did, what do you think?
I think all of us are in favor of letting it happen once a year and not letting it happen necessarily twice. So I think that's a positive for the game. The timing's tough. You know, it'll certainly be tough for teams that are still competing in the playoffs, but it also gives players an opportunity if they're leaving somewhere to go find a new home. So I think it creates some opportunities for kids and also eliminates some of the ambiguity that exists in March and May whenever there's this other window of time. So get to know who your team is. Overall, I think it's a positive. But yeah, you wish it didn't happen during the season.
Yeah, it's tough because I remember we talked about this with you last year and you were like, there's just no easy way to make everyone happy or to do it perfectly. But the window would begin January 2nd. The quarterfinals of the playoff would be done January 1st. So the only teams still playing would be the Final Four. That's probably, right, at least this year, that's probably the best you can do. But I just wonder if 10 days...
Well, the best you could do is move the games up.
Yeah.
And then
and then
it would all make sense, right? Make the national championship January 1st.
Yes.
That's the best you could do.
Oh my God, yes, that would be great.
Yeah, because you don't need that big break after the season, correct? Like,
No. Then it coincides with school years. You can start on your next team the next year. I mean, a lot of teams already play week zero games. You know, we have two bye weeks right now as it is. There's an Army-Navy weekend where nobody else plays except for Army-Navy. So there's time in there to squeeze things up, you know. Yeah. But that would be my next recommendation. Bump the season up. Playoff games, play it at home sites, whoever's the higher seed, right? National championship game at a cool site somewhere.
But it not being 30 days rather just 10. I mean, is that a lot to squeeze in less than 2 weeks?
I mean, I think every coach would want the window to be smaller than wider.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, do you want us to like for 30 days, we've got to figure out it's definitely easier to be less.
Okay.
Right. It's definitely easier to be less.
And do you have a general idea as you go through the season? I'm assuming you keep tabs on your players and you talk to them. I'm assuming that when you get to the end of the year, you have a rough idea of who may be interested in going. I'm guessing it doesn't happen often when you get the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. I think if that happens, that means that you were unaware of somebody's feelings and where they're at and situations, you know. Okay. You know, hopefully there's enough of a line of communication for us and our players where they feel really comfortable communicating with us where they're at and what that looks like. And we've been really fortunate from that standpoint. I mean, going into year four now, we've never lost a starter to the transfer portal. So I think that you know, speaks volumes of our culture and our players liking it here.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on 105.1 The Fan. So you've talked before about you've never seen a perfect game in college football. Was that as close to a perfect game as you've seen since you've been at Oregon last week?
Good question. I mean, I thought you were going to ask me if it was perfect. I was going to say, no, we didn't score a touchdown in the red area.
I'm not that dumb. Like, I'm pretty dumb.
And we gave up, you know, points. It's pretty close. I mean, there's a lot of things that we did right. Yeah, I thought our guys played well, and they did a lot of things right.
I mean, there's one glaring thing, and I don't know, like, if this is just a lack of preparation, if it was oversight, but can we work on the duck? Like some high knee drills? Like, we can't have the duck. I mean, what are we doing? That's coming right out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't really know anything about that until the next week, and somebody else brought that up to me as well. So I'm sure the duck is training and going to have their act together.
So you come out, and I mean, it was clicking on all cylinders. You block a couple kicks. You got to play everybody, but like you got a quarterback in making his first start, looked really good. How much are you doling out early in the season? You know, I'm assuming you're holding stuff back, but where are you at as far as an install on an offense and a defense? And is it one of those where it gets more and more each week, or how are you deciding kind of how to parcel that out?
No, I mean, we carry a game plan for every week, and we had a game plan for last week that we didn't necessarily have to utilize all of the game plan, right? But I think you want to try to carry a similar volume of plays on offense, defense, special teams each week. You know, this is what we feel really good about. And then you hope that you don't necessarily have to use all the tools you have, right? But you want answers within a game. And last week's game was certainly similar to that, where there's some things that we had dialed up that we were, you know, looking forward to being able to use, but we didn't necessarily feel like we needed to use them in that game.
I want to ask you about something Gundy said. I was listening to him. He said he thinks it's harder to run the ball in today's college game. He thinks defenses have gained on offenses. You guys immensely, I mean, I think perfectly balanced last week. But do you think that's true, it's harder to run the ball today? And if so, why?
I think it's always a big cat and mouse game with offense and defense. You know, that specifically, I don't know. But like last year, we struggled running the ball early to our standard. Right, I think we averaged 2.9 yards per carry against Idaho last year, rushing the ball, right? And then obviously that wasn't the case this last week. So I think you have to be really creative on how can you gain extra hats. You know, there's 11 on offense and 11 on defense. So if they can handle every gap, you know, and a lot of times the answer is, well, you can run the quarterback and that's how you get an extra advantage. But not everybody wants to run their quarterback every play. And that makes it a tough challenge. But, yeah, defenses and offenses are definitely going back and forth, and that makes it a fun challenge.
To change the way you recruit, I know, like, in the NFL, we're kind of going back to more of a physical run game, and the linebackers are having to change. It went from all these light guys that could run sideline to sideline, and now you're starting to see some guys that are a little bigger, some thumpers in there. Does that affect you at all, like when you see the evolution of the game and how you go about it? Do you just have a specific mindset on the type of player that fits your specific defense?
Well, we like guys that can do both, right? And I think you have to have that, right? But I think more importantly at linebacker right now in today's game is the ability to cover tight ends and backs out of the backfield. I think that's really important unless you want to play cover two every down, right? And protect them, you know, from that standpoint. So yeah, I think you look for both, and those are hard to find, and that's why you have to go get the best of the best.
Now, you guys, running back by committee, it looked like receiver by committee. Is that something, as the weeks go on and you get ready to the stiffer competition, that you think naturally plays itself out? Do you want it to play itself out and you see one or two guys, or are you comfortable just going through with kind of having both of those positions by committee as the season rolls on?
I'm comfortable with playing as many above the line players as we can play and guys, you know, owning a role and being the best at it. And I think that some of that will take care of itself. Like, as you go through the season, there's going to be, you know, guys that reveal that they're really good in certain situations, and that might limit, you know, the amount of players that are playing. But hopefully we have a lot of above the line players that can play. And that means when they're in there, they're really fresh and ready to execute.
What jumped out on film about Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I mean, the tempo on offense is certainly as fast as anybody that we've played probably since I've been here. I'm trying to think of anybody that's been faster. You know, they're one of the teams where tempo became a big thing in college football you know, 10 years ago. And now it's the game's kind of slowed itself back down, especially with the coach to player communication. But, you know, they caught UT Martin several times last week with extra players on the field or not lined up properly. So their tempo is certainly different. Defensively, they'll pitch a lot of different things at you. You know, Coach Grantham's been doing it for a long time. So there's a couple things that are exciting about their game and the way they play.
And we won't get into the whole individual comments and what Coach Gundy said, but I did notice that this is becoming a trend. I heard it from four separate coaches that kind of brought up this NIL thing as if suddenly this is new, that rosters are unbalanced in college football and that the bigger schools have better resources. That has been this way since kingdom come. Like, shocking, the SEC had more resources. Why do you think that all of a sudden now I feel like this has become something that coaches are, like, I'm going to say whining or making excuses, but it feels like this is getting brought up more now. Why is that becoming the narrative now, and it hasn't been throughout the course of college football when it's always been this way?
I don't know. I'm not hopping into it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
So we've noticed that
I have a thought, but
Let's
just keep rolling.
Yeah. Understood.
Fair enough.
You have a penchant for coming up with very poignant lines, and one of them popped out again this week. We had I think you said, we spend to win, some people save, to have an excuse as to why they don't. We love cooking on your grill. We talked about that last year. I saw one at Media Day that I loved. You said Dante Moore, what'd you say? He's in a microwave society. He wants a slow-cooked meal. I love these. Where do you come up with these lines?
I don't know. I mean,
you just fire them off the top of your head?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like researching what to say. I don't know what questions are going to be asked. I guess sometimes you have an idea, but no, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
maybe I got, like, after coaching's over with, we can start to trademark some things,
dude. I think so.
Absolutely.
I mean,
is it Belichick like trademarking phrases now down there? What's the one? Didn't he trademark some stuff? What was that?
Belichick?
Gold Digger?
Gold Digger and Chapel Bill.
Chapel Bill.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'm missing out on something here that I'm not aware of. But, yeah, I don't know. We just say what comes to mind, I guess.
Yeah, telling you, you've got three or four T-shirts in there. I don't know if Eugene Dan necessarily works. It's not quite Chapel Bill, but you've got some T-shirts that you can fire up there.
You can sleep when you die.
None that I'm getting royalties off of, you know? So that's right. I gotta figure that out. It sounds like that's the new thing.
Well, cooking on your grill, I don't think you can. That one's already taken. But some of these are pure Dan Lanningisms, and they really are great. I'm actually really impressed that comes off the top of your head. Those are, you know, they're just very spot on, I think is
appreciate that.
Yeah, the best way I can describe it.
Can we also talk about, can we get Kenyon Sadiq a bigger uniform? What is he?
Still too tight?
That is the largest, most physically impressive man I've seen in quite some time, but he's wearing a medium. Oh, can we get a hold of Nike?
Yeah.
Can we get a bigger uni?
Well, we give these guys their jerseys their freshman year, and then they got to wear them, you know, their entire career, I guess. I don't know why it's so tight. Those offensive guys like their stuff tight so nobody can grab a hold of them, yeah. I guess.
Well, you were talking about, like, the weight gain from all the guys, and there were some dudes that you could certainly tell, but no one stuck out more than him. That is just
very swole.
Yeah, that's that's a different – that poor kid from Montana State. Like, that's just – how many times was that watched in film, by the way, and circled in the meeting?
You know, not as much as you'd think, right? Like, it was a great play. We certainly pointed out, but we kept moving. You know, there's not a lot to learn from that play, right? Other than big man beats little man, right?
Yes, yeah. That is true. And you played a lot of guys. I mean, I think everyone got in and a lot of freshmen. How much does that pay dividends down the road when you can get these guys meaningful snaps early in the season?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, we played 77 guys in the game. You know, and when you're able to have 77 different people step on the field, I think, one, it just creates the opportunities for people to recognize there's roles for them. And when we play well, that creates more opportunities for more people. And evaluate what's on your roster. There's no experience like game experience, which is huge.
How many do you think, like, as you get into the meat of the season, how many do you normally play in a game?
You know, it's every year is different. And again, it goes back to how many above the line players you have, but it's probably half that, right? I mean, maybe a little more than half, but if you're playing, you know, 50 players in a game, I think that means that there's a lot of people that have great roles.
Yeah, I also loved it. I mean, DeCorian Moore was a guy that everyone was excited for. And speaking of the landing one-liners, my favorite was, yeah, it was a great block. He was blocking the wrong guy. But I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Yeah, unbelievable effort. And you watch the play, you can understand why he blocked who he blocked. It's hard to see, but he did. Like, that's what we talk about, right? Finish plays with unbelievable effort, and that was fanatical effort. And I think when Gary scores there, he's just as excited about DeCorian's block as he is, you know, him breaking a tackle and scoring.
So, and then when you look at Dante Moore, great performance, first game, looked the part. If we're being nitpicky, where does Dante Moore get better as this thing goes on? Because for the boxes that he needed to check, he certainly checked in week one.
No, Dante and I actually just visited about that earlier today. He didn't experience adversity in this game, yeah. Right? So that's the moment we still got to recognize. We got to find a moment where, okay, something doesn't go right. You know, it is a three and out, or the ball gets tipped and it doesn't go the right way. What are those moments going to look like? But he made great decisions all day. He took care of the ball. You know, even in the red area when we didn't score a touchdown there, I thought he made a great decision not to force something. And ultimately, he played a great game for us.
Dan Lanning, coach at Oregon, joins us every Thursday here on 105.1 The Fan, 4 o'clock. Kickoff Saturday, 12:30. Thanks, coach. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
I was going to ask him if he could punt. I felt bad for the punter.
Well, he didn't punt.
I know. Can we not get, like, one punt?
You're
like,
asking if Dan can punt?
Well, just the end of the game. Can we get, like, one miscellaneous punt, like a one and out? Like, all right, boys, time to punt.
Instead of taking a knee, you just punt on a second down to get the guy to work?
Yeah,
we spend to win.
Now, let's address something here. Buckley was saying that he thought, and I was kind of with him, that Lanning looked some of those things up, like the things that he says, you know, kind of brainstorms a little bit about, you know, how am I going to say this, you know, concisely and accurately. He does not.
No.
Straight off the top of the head.
Impressive.
Tell you what, that is a talent.
Yes.
Because some of these are really fun.
Yeah. The quick wit, it works, which is probably why it helps on the recruiting trail and relating to players.
You can sleep when you die.
Yeah. It's a good one.
If you see any good players, tell them to come here.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
What an opportunity.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
It's over your helmet.
We spend to win.
Okay. That's just a few. A lot of them are food references, too.
Yeah, he likes the food.
Well, I didn't have time to ask him there, but...
Yeah, we.
I wonder if he cooks a lot.
I don't think... No.
What? No?
No. No. In season...
I think he likes to. I bet if he's...
I'll say in season, over under... I'll ask him next week if the game goes well, which I think it will. In season, I'm saying over under. The entire season, over under meals that Dan Lanning cooks, 3.5. And I'll take the under.
No, I'll take the under on that.
Yeah.
I bet you, does grilling count if you throw something on the grill?
Yeah, he's not doing that. He's not getting home in time to grill. 3.5.
I do think I read that one of his first jobs was at an Outback, and that he cooked steaks there.
Well, again,
should ask him about the Bloomin' Onion.
Then well, that's just delightful. Yeah, go ahead, take the over. He ain't cooking.
No.
Dan Lanning's appearance is here on The Fan, brought to you by Philbrook Law. When it comes to your case, Philbrook Law is rooted in substance, not flash. For more information, visit philbrook-law.com. Philbrook Law, your local law team. Listen for Dan Lanning every Thursday at 4 with us here on 105.1 The Fan. Is it a record? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.